T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason Munns is the Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. Kind enough to join us each and every Monday on the program. Jason, this is the Counting Crows, correct?
100%, Jeffrey.
Is this new Counting Crows? Monday, right? Is this new?
No. This is all hard candy. It's called Good Time, and it is. It's amazing.
He 100% wrote this song high, right?
I don't know. I don't get into all that,
yeah.
Jeffrey. I don't know. You know,
Munns doesn't care about the creative process.
No, he's a
results guy.
Judges
the
product.
He's a results guy. So along those lines, you know,
for the record, I love Counting Crows.
that song's top two, not two, to borrow a Keontae Kennedy line.
Well, that's actually a John Morant line. Excuse me, Jason. Keontae Kennedy took that from John Morant.
Yes, he borrowed it. So we're all borrowing it now from John Morant.
Yes. Well, I don't. Are you a in regards to Memphis beating VCU? Are you a process guy? Are you a result guy? Are you both? What did you like about what Memphis did to VCU in its home opener yesterday?
I mean, yeah, I'm a little of both. I mean, you know, a win's a win, and that's the most important thing. But, you know, Memphis, like, did it in a way that, as you wrote at commercialappeal.com, like, they did it in a way, you know, like, with the formula that you could see if they can, you know, perfect that sort of thing and get a bunch of Kendrick Davis and a bunch of really good defense, you know, like that sort of stuff doesn't go into a slump necessarily. And Kendrick Davis, I think by now we can all agree that he's probably pretty slump proof, and defense is the same way on a long enough timeline. And so, if that is the sort of thing that we can expect, you know, on a night in, night out type of thing, then it's a pretty good recipe. So yeah, I like both.
I know Mark will track lineups and rotations, and we appreciate him doing the Lord's work. But don't you think one of the best things that Penny's done with this team is, I feel like the pecking order is not as confusing. Like, I feel like it's pretty clear. It's like,
yeah,
Kendrick's one, DeAndre's two, and then, yeah, look, they can kind of ride the hot hand after that. But I feel like the fact that there's an established one and two, I feel like helps make the rest of it fall into place more easily.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they talk a lot about that in baseball, you know, like Major League Baseball, especially with 162 games. Like, when guys, and I think there's something to it, like when players know before they even get to the gym, before they even get to wherever they're going, like, they know when they go to sleep the night before what it's going to be. I think that there's actually a lot of, you know, weight to that. I think it certainly, you know, like it just settles the mind, calms the nerves, you know, all those sorts of things. Now, you know, we saw a little bit of a lineup shuffle after two games. And, you know, it was probably needed. Sounds like Dandridge, Malcolm's knees are acting up a little bit again. And so, you know, you had that, and you've got to get some sort of perimeter presence, and if Penny feels like Jaden is the best one, the best candidate to do that, then so be it. But
doesn't it also feel like that's kind of a holding spot until they can get Demaryius?
Well, yeah, I think the Lomax spot is probably that for Demaryius. The question is, he played Jaden for shooting, it felt like. And, I think Jaden did fine. I know some people are probably saying, why wouldn't you start Jonathan Lawson? And I think, you saw why in that game the other day. He's not really ready to handle the ball yet. And I think defensively, I don't think I'm not saying Kendrick Davis is a bad defender. I think it's a lot like Ja Morant with the Grizzlies. I don't know if you want him expending a ton of energy defensively.
Right.
Because of how much you're counting on him offensively.
Yeah.
And I think you need to pair him with a guard who can expend a lot of energy defensively. And I don't think Jonathan Lawson is there yet as a defender.
Well, it's also, that's a big ask.
And Demaryius Franklin is not available yet. And so that's why Lomax is starting. I think people are yelling about it. Some people, I guess, the people who were anti-Lomax before all this are yelling and screaming about how much he's playing. But I really truly believe, this time, I think his playing time is out of necessity, not out of Penny playing favorites. I think it actually, with Demaryius Franklin not available, makes the most sense, even though Alex is shooting the ball terribly right now. Worse than normal.
Yeah, and it's from everywhere. At St. Louis, he was 0 for 4 from 3, 0 for 8 overall. Yesterday, he was 0 for 6 and just 0 for 1 from 3. So, he was, by the end of the day, he was 1 for 6 inside, inside the arc. And a lot of them were layups, layup attempts. But, I think you're right that if and when Demaryius Franklin is ruled eligible, I think he slides into that 2 spot. But I think until then, if you're talking about the 3 spot between Keontae Kennedy and Jaden Hardaway, Penny felt like starting off the game yesterday that Jaden gave the team a better chance to spread the floor a little bit more so than Keontae, even though Keontae was 1 of 2 from 3 and finished 4 of 5 from the field. I have a feeling that if and when, again, Demaryius gets eligible, that you'll see him at the 2 and Keontae at the 3. And Alex and Jaden coming off the bench.
Well, and here's the truth. We know this about Penny. This is going to be the first of 15 times he changes the starting lineup this year. That's just how he that's how he rolls. It doesn't matter. Frankly, it doesn't matter if you start the game with him. He'll end the game with someone else. I'm not, and I don't say that as a criticism or praise. That's just who he is as a coach.
Yeah, I'm on Jeffrey's side. The reason why he's flipping things right now is because he's missing that the guy at the 2 that he wants to be.
I'm just telling you, when he loses games, his thing is to switch the starting lineup when he loses games. That's what he's done for 4 years now. I don't expect it to be different in year 5.
He's had success, so who are we to argue? An NIT championship and getting to the tournament last year.
I think the biggest takeaway from these first 3 games that they've played is they are further along in terms of playing as a team, looking like a finished product, than any team Penny has had through 3 games.
Because even in the
loss, they are starting off at a much further place down the line, so to speak.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if their ceiling is as high as some of those previous teams, but they're starting off at a much better place than all of those teams did.
It even felt like in the loss, there were still some positives to take away from it. It felt like in a lot of the earlier losses in years prior, they were more alarming. That just felt like you played in a tough environment and a team that was good beat you. That loss felt different than some of the other early season losses.
Now I will say, it was a little disconcerting to see St. Louis get absolutely mauled by Maryland this weekend.
Yeah, also think that
Maryland's top 25.
No, I know, because they won these 2 games. But Maryland is not supposed to be a great Big Ten team this year. Now, they did come back and beat Providence, St. Louis did. So they're 4-1, but they just got – I mean, I watched part of that game. They got mauled by Maryland on Saturday.
Yeah.
And so that was a little bit disconcerting. But I don't think my eyes are lying to me. I think this is a pretty good team Memphis has.
Yeah, no. It's – you know, we're gonna see what they're made of, though, this week. Penny talked a lot.
None of these teams are actually any there is not a signature win to be had in this tournament that they're going to this weekend.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant like, you know, it sounds like Dandridge is on a minutes restriction. I mean, Penny said it straight out. We'll see how much Alex gets to play in Orlando. Like, if they don't have Demaryius Franklin available in Orlando, and Alex Lomax doesn't get to play very much and Malcolm Dandridge doesn't get to play very much, then you know, it's going to take some good old fashioned duct tape to come out of there looking good.
And see, Memphis, I believe, is the, if you go by KenPom, Memphis is the highest rated team in the field at this event. Then second is Seton Hall. Memphis is up at.
It does feel like the KenPom numbers right now are pretty volatile.
Yes, but it's what we have to go on. The net ratings don't start till December. Memphis is 28, Seton Hall's 35, Oklahoma is probably the third best team in the field, number 48. That's who you maybe you'd play them or Nebraska in your second game. Florida State is a mess right now outside the top 100 in KenPom. Stanford is at like 60. Ole Miss almost lost to Tennessee Martin the other night, I think, right?
They've been out with their best Ruffin, right? Yeah, yeah, but they look like a lot of Kermit Davis teams. They're pretty boring.
They're 51 in KenPom, but it's a week. You can get some solid wins. I don't think there's a quad one win to be had here. Maybe Seton Hall, because to be a quad one win, on a neutral site, you got to be in the top 50 in the net.
I don't think Seton Hall is going to finish the season there. I mean, look at who they've played so far. They played Wagner, Monmouth, and St. Peter's, St. Peter's team that Shaheen Holloway knows.
I think half the St. Peter's team came over to Seton Hall. I think
yes.
and Doug Eddard is at Bryant now with Earl Timberlake, and they're 4-1.
Yeah.
They got gutted. I just think they've played the one, you know, good competition team that they play at Iowa. Beat the brakes off of them a little bit. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting event in Orlando. It's a good chance to get three wins, though. I will say that.
What are we? Are we at the HP Pavilion? What is it?
No, isn't it the Milk House? Right.
State Farm Field House.
Oh, they've gotten more sponsorships. Good. I'm glad to see Disney finally get some more money.
Hey, listen, they're struggling. They had to bring back Bob Iger.
That was hilarious. Like, that was like a coup d'etat that no one saw coming. Like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. So there's, they have like the arena, but no, I don't think they play any basketball there. I think it's all for cheerleading.
I think during the bubble for the NBA, they used all the arenas, right? Because that's where the bubble was.
Yeah, one's like the Visa, but that's like that's like an exercise room.
Mm.
I'm trying to remember there's the one main one when you close your eyes you can see Feast Week. You know what I mean? It's that it's got like the checkered floor, and you're looking for Old Spice. Like the Old Spice logo in the middle.
So Munns, they play at 6:30 on Thursday against Seton Hall. Yeah. Will you eat Thanksgiving dinner beforehand, or will you just, because you're on the road working, you are just gonna
pretend? Are you staying on property?
No way.
I am staying. No, I'm about a 8 to 10 minute Uber away.
Okay.
Will you pretend that Thanksgiving is not even occurring around you?
I am going to Waffle House out of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because there's one like, I don't think it's next door to where I'm staying, but it's pretty close. So my Thanksgiving is Wednesday. And then I'm flying out Thursday morning. So, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. So you're going to do Thanksgiving on Wednesday. I see. Okay. Yeah. That's a good compromise.
Yeah. What's your Waffle House order?
Yeah. The All-Star Special.
There we go.
It's pretty boring, honestly. And I feel like I'm kind of embarrassed, not embarrassed, but it's just scrambled eggs, plain toast, plain
waffle,
hash browns, bacon waffle, and a side of grits.
Excellent. Okay, so you add the grit. Okay, because I have a real problem with people.
Oh, gotta have grits.
Okay, but I have a real problem with people that don't get hash browns. At least you're doing both. I can deal with that.
Yeah. Gotta have the hash browns, but cannot go without the
You gotta get some buttery grits. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.